of buffalo wings, obviously. Tell me pizza.
I would argue that Buffalo has the most unappreciated regional style of pizza in the country. And I'm a huge fan of Buffalo-style pizza. Even though I'm a New Yorker, thin crust bread, you know, Buffalo has a thicker crust, sweeter sauce, copious amounts of cheese, and cup and char pepperoni, and I've just fallen in love with it.
Compared to anywhere else in the nation, that's better or different for you?
You know, I just think it's really special. I think it's something that you can't get outside of Buffalo. You see this trend now of Detroit-style pizza taking off across the country, and Buffalo is kind of like has been compared to Detroit. I would say that Buffalo-style pizza is actually a Detroit edge, a Maine chassis, and a New York soul, but completely Buffalo.
And yet when people think Buffalo, chicken wings, not pizza.
Right. They think of chicken wings. They don't think of pizza. They don't think of the international cuisines that are here, the Burmese cuisine. They don't think of the high cuisine that you guys have here, like Las Puertas or like a Toutant, where they're serving southern food with fried bologna sandwiches and Nashville hot chicken. They don't think of any of that stuff.
Now, if you didn't think of any of that, why did you come here? How did you know?
So I originally came here to write a buffalo sauce cookbook. And once I got here, I just started finding out that there was so much more. And I couldn't let go of any of the threads. I started asking questions. Where did wings actually come from? Everybody thinks they know the story. I discovered a whole bunch of stuff that I think that people will be surprised to find out. Same thing with beef on weck, the pizza, and all the other stinger sandwiches, you name it.
I want to get into that in a second. But first, tell me about the process. You came here. You lived here for a while, and you said, oh, my God, they've got food.
Yeah. I mean, I came up here for a month. I lived here, and I started eating my way around the city with recommendations from the most trusted food writers, critics, restaurateurs in the city. And I gained 25 pounds eating at 120 restaurants over that period of time.
And you just did everything?
I tried to. I mean, there's even a chapter in the book that says what to do in between meals. It's much shorter than all of the rest of the food chapters, but I tried to do as much as possible, indulge in all of the food icons of the city, and then explore beyond those things.
And in the process, you discovered, and you alluded to it a moment ago, more than just Frank and Teresa's, if we're talking the origin of wings.
Yeah.
Talk about what you found out.
So there are a couple of really interesting things. One is that John Young had a claim to having invented the wings. His were breaded and covered in a sweet barbecue sauce called Mambo sauce. Everybody who knows wings knows that you don't get breaded wings. So his claim can be regarded as a little suspicious. But even with John Young, you know, he was supposedly inspired by a boxer who had come up from Washington, D.C., who had seen wings being done down there. And they, in turn, were inspired with their Mambo sauce by these wings being done up in Chicago. And if you keep tracing this back, you end up back down in Alabama. So you're all over the country with the origin, but they're holy buffaloes.
And what's the time frame, though? Did Frank Young predate Anchor Bar?
He did, but with the breaded wings, and then he moved away. So they were really successful while he was away, and then he came back into town and saw all this stuff going on.
Now, you've said that in a lot of ways, pizza surprised you. When I think of something truly Buffalo that people from beyond Buffalo don't know, beef on weck comes to mind. Does that have the national profile?
So beef on weck is another unappreciated sandwich. It's the problem with beef on weck not being nationally known is that the bun can't travel because it gets salted and the salt wicks out the moisture from the bun. And so unless there's enough demand also, because I would argue that you need to have the best places that serve beef on weck have a carving station in the dining room. So like a Schwabel's or an Eccles or a Barbill Tavern. And you need to have demand to have that kind of a situation set up. So I think that's the problem with it, but it's an unbelievable sandwich.
And do we have the same problem with sponge candy? Because of the climate of the nation, it's not a national food, but damn, it should be.
It should be. There are place pockets where it's like kind of come up in places, but this also keys into the fact that Buffalo has its own seasonal food culture. You can't come to Buffalo and get sponge candy from some of the best places, well regarded like a co-ed, if you're not here during a certain time of year. And I think that's really fascinating. You know, a pasta con lasagna that you come for. Tom and Jerry cocktails. And that's another thing where I feel like that should be a national cocktail. It once was, and now it's kind of disappeared in all of these places except for Buffalo.
Have you done this in other places?
No. I really fell in love. I fell hard. I fell hard for Buffalo. I was originally supposed to do 60,000 words. turned into 160,000 words, and then turned into two books. There's a companion cookbook that's going to be coming out after this one. No, I fell for Buffalo really hard.
What surprised you?
I had only known that I had the same preconceptions that I think a lot of people outside of Buffalo have. I call them the three Bs, the killer bees, the blizzards, the blight, and the bills. And, you know, it's not fair because there's so much more to this city. And I feel I felt a little ashamed, to be honest with you, knowing that this was an hour away from where I live. Pizza culture, wing culture. Once I learned about all of this stuff, I was glad that I had discovered all of it. But I think the secret should really be getting out at this point.
And the secret is that wings are more than just wings.
Wings are more than wings. I would argue you can't get great wings in less than 16 minutes because otherwise they're sitting above the fryer and they've been par-cooked and they're no good. I won't eat wings outside of the city unless a Buffalonian is actually making them. But the secret is that Buffalo is a great food town, and there's wings aren't just wings. There's more to great wings here. I think over the past year or so, you're starting to see people start to talk about Buffalo, 52 places to visit in 2018 from the Times. Travel and Leisure did a whole piece about how this was one of the best pizza cities in the country.
Were there particular wings that surprised you?
The triple dipped wings at Elmo's, which are off menu, really surprised me. The Red Sox wings.
Tell me more about those.
So,
and especially if they're off menu, I have to ask special for them.
Yes, you do. And you have to go there during a time where they're not busy because it is a very long process. And I might butcher this, so Elmo's don't get mad at me because it's very complicated. They fry, they Cajun spice reinforce sauce it, then they grill, then they dip it again in a barbecue sauce, then they grill again, then they dip it in another sauce, they grill one more time, and then they paint it with extra hot sauce.
Oh, man.
So you get this, like, fried texture, but then you get that char and layers of flavor built up through those different cooking techniques. French technique uses sometimes with certain dishes uses two different techniques. You do a sauté and then you do a roast. This is almost presque français with wings.
and Smitty wings, I think, don't have the regional reputation, and certainly not beyond Buffalo, the acceptance that they do in certain parts of South Buffalo.
South Buffalo standard wing. Doc Sullivan's is the place that took over the Smitty's spot originally. There are places that are around in the neighborhood that try and do the same thing. There's all kinds of speculation. And this is what's kind of fun. What goes into their wings? Is it nutmeg? Is it cinnamon? Is it like all these things? You have to go and experience it.
Did you crack the code?
I got close, but, you know, they're tight-lipped.
Okay. You also observed something that I thought was kind of interesting. We all know, of course, that ranch is ranch and blue cheese is blue cheese. And blue cheese is part of the claim to fame here, but blue cheese doesn't necessarily come from here.
Yeah, this really kind of shocked me. You're asking me about like what surprised me. Ken's blue cheese dressing, which is a standard in this city, is actually, from my research, came from a steakhouse on the outskirts of Gasp, Boston.
Mm.
So we're taking a Boston salad dressing and we're dousing an iconic, arguably the iconic New York food with that. As a Red Sox fan, I mean, they must be loving that. As a Yankee fan, that eats me up inside.
How did that happen?
You know, honestly, I don't know. That's one thing I don't know. Pfeiffer's, I think, was a local blue cheese dressing or maybe is still being produced, but it's not really used locally. So I think it's what taste developed or what happened at these certain places. Maybe they got it through a distributor. I'm not sure exactly.
And let's talk just a little bit more about the book. What one thing in there do you think hasn't been covered before by other food writers who, deservedly so, as you said, have started to recognize Buffalo?
Yeah, I think, I'm humbled to have, for the book, to have been called the most comprehensive history or treatise on wings ever written by Andrew Galarno locally of the Buffalo News. I think there's a lot of stuff, actually, that people even who live here will be surprised to learn about how wings came about, how Frank's Red Hot became the actual hot sauce that was used at Anchor Bar. The Anchor Bar was an Italian restaurant to begin with. And then, you know, all of these foods that go back to 1900s. Here's a good one. At the History Museum here, there is a menu from the Clarendon Hotel dating back to the 1880s. There's all kinds of crazy stuff on there, you know, fancy highfalutin French continental cuisine, turkey fricassee, servelat, all of these things. And if you keep going down the menu, you see chicken wings, fried. So Buffalo's history with wings goes back to before 1900.